It was a beautiful and busy day on an Ocean City, New Jersey beach that day until an official suddenly started clearing the beach. I was thinking, Jaws. There's a big shark out there somewhere. I could see a bunch of lifeguards sprinting from other beaches. Turns out it wasn't a big shark. It was little kids. In big trouble, out by the jetty. Those lifeguards plunged hard into the water, started swimming like Olympians toward those kids. And others started maneuvering a rescue boat that direction. It was a pretty dramatic rescue. Doesn't always happen that way. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about your stretch of beach. 19-year-old Emily and her 22-year-old boyfriend Corey had been swimming off one of the state's beautiful beaches when Emily's mom got the call. She'd never forget. Dad was screaming, crying on the phone. All Mom could understand was, there's been an accident. She didn't make it. Emily and Corey both drowned that day. Mom had to drive from 4 hours away, knowing her daughter was dead. She said, it's the most horrific pain I've ever felt. It turns out, a month before, that a 33-year-old man and a 7-year-old boy had drowned off that same beach. Reason? No lifeguard on that stretch of beach. Now our word for today from the Word of God in Proverbs 24. Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those who are staggering towards slaughter. Certainly God's warning to the prophet Ezekiel can be applied to our responsibility for the lost ones around us. I have made you a watchman. If you do not warn them, that wicked person will die for their sins, and I will hold you accountable for their blood. It's no accident that you work where you work, that you live where you live. It's no accident you go to school where you go to school, recreate where you recreate. You've been divinely positioned there as Christ's ambassador to your tribe and as his rescuer on your stretch of beach. And they'll listen to you because you share life experiences. People listen to people from their tribe. A mom is best reached by a mom, a student by a student, a teacher by a teacher. A salesman listens to a salesman. A cancer patient listens to a cancer patient. A veteran is best reached by a veteran. The Bible says that God is not willing that any should perish, which means he wants everyone in your personal world to have a chance to hear what his son did for them on the cross. You have Jesus. They don't have Jesus. So who is God counting on to tell them? That would be you. When my father-in-law was a boy, he saw two girls drown, and he didn't know how to help them. He said he made up his mind then that he was going to learn how to save someone. And in his lifetime, he literally saved 4 different people from drowning. One of them was his own pastor. Isn't it time you prayed and prepared yourself to give the lost ones you know a chance at heaven? What a tragedy it would be if people you know were lost because the lifeguard on your stretch of beach didn't try to rescue them. Go in for the rescue, my friend. Jesus will be right there with you, opening an opportunity, opening their heart, opening your mouth. It's why you are where you are.
Thanks, Ron. Here at Hutchcraft Ministries, we are passionate about equipping God's people to be rescuers. Today's feature is based on content Ron explores even more in the new video series, Your Hope Story. This free 6-part study is ideal for individuals, churches, or small groups, and is available now at yourhopestory.com. That's yourhopestory.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.